RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you the news, commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. Then we will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesia hopes support of EURAS member countries. Sri Lanka invites President Joko Widodo. Now the news in detail. Indonesian hopes support of all member countries of Indian Ocean Rim Association EURA to give agreement on Concord EURA draft. It was delivered by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi when opening the 60th Council of Ministerial meeting of EURA in Nusa Dua, Bali on Tuesday. She said that the meeting will see development of the discussion of the draft Concord EURA before the agreement is decided. Minister Retno Marsudi also said that the draft Concord will be brought to summit of heads of state members of EURA to be agreed and adopted.
Today, we will listen on the progress made on our official in concluding the draft EURA Concord for our positive consideration. I hope that we will be able to agree upon the draft Concord today so we can propose it to our leaders for adoption at the EURA 20th Anniversary Commemoration Leaders Summit in March 2017.
Furthermore, Minister Retno stated that state senior officials of EURA have discussed action plan of EURA, referring to strategy objectives and concrete plans to be achieved in the future. She also added that all activities in the action plan of EURA will bring about real benefits for all country members of EURA. Minister Retno believes that EURA Concord and action plan of EURA will facilitate EURA member countries to achieve the future goals. Makassar City Administration is organizing a jet ski championship in Makassar, South Sulawesi from November 12 to 13, 2016 to promote its maritime tourism destination in Makassar City. Makassar Head of Youth and Sport Office Ahmad Hendra Hakamudin said in Makassar on Wednesday that the number of athletes from various cities across Indonesia as well as abroad will participate in this championship. The event will be held at the Losari Beach and Desa Malona Island and will feature various local art and cultural performances. Foreign Affairs Minister of Sri Lanka, Mangala Samarawera, invites Indonesian President Joko Widodo to attend an international conference to take place next year. This was stated by Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi after she met her counterpart Sri Lankan Foreign Minister in Nusa Dua, Bali on Wednesday on the sidelines of the Indian Ocean Rim Association EURA meeting. Minister Retno Marsudi said that President Joko Widodo is invited to be guest speaker in the international conference about Islam and democracy.
Dan juga Menteri Luar Negeri Sri Lanka atas nama
On behalf of Sri Lankan President, Foreign Minister of Sri Lanka especially invites President Joko Widodo to attend the international conference about Islam and democracy.
Mengenai Islam and democracy.
Furthermore, Minister Retno Marsudi said that discussion about Islam and democracy is currently becoming one of topics which is talked about across the world. She also said that Indonesia is considered as the state with the largest number of Muslim and upholds democracy with the priority on two issues, Islam and democracy. The meeting of the two foreign ministers is the second times after a G7 meeting in Nagoya, Japan. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi opened the 16th Council of Ministers of the Indian Ocean Rim Association EURA in Nusa Dua, Bali on Thursday. In her speech, Minister Retno Marsudi said that Eura formed a strategic media in effort to face challenges which hit countries in the region. She also said that Indonesia, as the chairman of Eura, holds all efforts to strengthen Eura's organization by increasing cooperation among members and expanding cooperation relations with the partners.
Indonesia believes that Eura is strategically placed to help our region in meeting today's challenges. It is for this reason that under Indonesia chairmanship, we are pursuing efforts to strengthen the organization, enhance cooperation among its members, and broaden our external engagement with partners.
Minister Retno Marsudi further said that the current world economic growth, which is slow, has hampered efforts to eradicate poverty and improve the welfare. She also added that countries in the region also face non-traditional challenges such as terrorism and radicalism. She affirmed that it hampers the effort to create sustainable peace, stability, and prosperity in the region. Indonesia, through Indonesian Defense Ministry, will hold international event, namely the 7th Indo-Defense 2016 Expo and Forum. The event will be held at GI Expo Kemayoran, North Jakarta, November 2nd until 5th, 2016. Based on the schedule, President Joko Widodo will officially open the Defense Exhibition to be once in 2 years in Jakarta. Director for Technology and Defense Industry of Indonesian Defense Ministry, Brigadier General Jan Peter Ate, in a press conference at Defense Ministry Office in Jakarta on Wednesday afternoon, said hundreds of foreign defense industry have confirmed to attend Indo-Defense 2016 Expo and Forum.
Sebagai salah satu event yang bertaraf internasional, Indo-Defense merupakan eksibisi internasional.
As one of international events, Indo-Defense is an international exhibition which performs leading defense products, but there are also commercial dimension products such as Indo Aerospace featuring Indo Helicopter Expo and Forum and Indo Marine 2016 Expo and Forum. From 844 companies to join the event, 573 are foreign companies and 271 local companies.
844 perusahaan untuk mengikuti Indo-Defense 2016. Dari 844 industri tersebut yang berasal dari luar negeri adalah 573 perusahaan dan dari dalam negeri ada 271 perusahaan yang masuk di dalam kategori industri pertahanan.
Furthermore, Jan Peter Ate also said that there are 28 countries which have officially confirmed to send their delegates to attend the Indo-Defense 2016 Expo and Forum. It is also reported that 22 countries will build pavilions, while 6 countries will send their defense ministers. The last item, Director of Africa Cooperation of China's Foreign Affairs Ministry, Lin Son Tian, after meeting Director General of Asia Pacific and Africa of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Desra Percaya in Nusa Dua Bali on Wednesday delivered his commitment to increase the number of Chinese tourist arrivals to Indonesia. Desra also said that Indonesia is one of the favorite tourist destinations of Chinese people with its natural wealth and cultural resources. He added that the high number of visits can increase the relationship between Indonesia and Chinese people.
And I can assure you, more and more Chinese will be coming. Here is should be one of the best destinations for the tourism, especially for the Chinese tourism. Now, every year we have more than 100 million people out of China for it. So you can imagine this is should be the environment, the natural environment, the beach, the condition. The most important is the people, the friendship between our people. I'm very confident the potential cooperation for this area, in this area, will be best.
Furthermore, Lin Son Tian hopes that the partnership relationship which has been established so far between Indonesia and China can be improved more and more. He also said that the two governments must be able to interpret the relationship which has been established between the two countries to become greater cooperation and bring about a lot of benefits for both countries. During the meeting, the two officials shared ideas about the development efforts of cooperation between the two countries. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, our commentary today entitled Ahead of Regional Election Campaign in Jakarta. The General Election Commission of Jakarta has completed one stage in the elections of 2017. Each pair of governor and vice governor candidates has obtained a certain number of their campaigns. The pair of Agus Yudhoyono Silvana gets number one, the pair of Basuki Cahayapurnama and Saiful Jarot gets the serial number two, and Anies Baswedan Uno get the serial number three. After completing the serial number, the election campaign will enter in Jakarta in 2017. All three participants will declare the election campaign peacefully with the police. They have agreed that the competition towards number one in Jakarta for the period 2017-2022 should take place in a peaceful, democratic, defining, enlightening, and exciting way. Jakarta elections should be a good barometer of regional elections that are also carried out in 100 areas. Ahead of the campaign period, which will start tomorrow, October 28 until February 2017, the three pairs of candidates for governor and vice governor begin to launch some strategies to attract Jakarta residents' sympathy by expressing good greetings, dining out at Warteg, and prioritizing anti-corruption public figures. Among the strategies, the substance of ideas to be competed is something not to be underestimated. Ahead of the campaign, the pairs of the candidates in Jakarta tend to get stuck on the artificial thing or sell image. To be popular, the candidates sometimes get stuck with what is considered being preferred by the public, such as being assertive, authoritative, friendly manner, and young or handsome. The fight in the campaign should be focused on programs and ideas. Rational voters usually more focus on the platforms of or working programs to be achieved by the candidates. Actually, there are many problems which should be responded by the candidates. These problems have their impact on people's lives. Moreover, Jakarta's residents tend to be open with information and knowledge because they have a broad access to the internet. Jakarta voters are even more critical. Thus, familiarization of programs and ideas should be more instrumental than the imaginary or political slogans. The programs and ideas in the campaign process are important because Jakarta's next election will fall in 2024 and not in 2022, because the new election act has stipulated that the national simultaneous campaign will take place in 2024. In this regard, the victory of the next governor and vice governor in the upcoming election must be based on appropriate programs and ideas, not on substantive points. Political pasted figure, top artists, and interesting slogans are needed to attract the hearts of the voters and to enliven the election. But the election is not just a big party every 5 years. More importantly, the regional election is the process of strengthening democracy and the realization of ideals to make Indonesian people more prosperous. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, it's nice to meet you again in our daily program Today in History of Radio World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Well, listener, we begin our program with an event that happened on October 27, 1928, when the Second Indonesian Youth Congress was held. The Youth Pledge was a declaration made on October 28, 2000, as we say 1928, by young Indonesian nationalists in the Second Youth Congress. They proclaimed three ideals: one motherland, one nation, and one language. The first Indonesian Youth Congress was held in Batavia, capital of the 10 Dutch East Indies, in 1926. It produced no formal decision but did promote the idea of united Indonesia. In October 1928, the Second Indonesian Youth Congress was held at three different locations. In the first session, the hood was expressed that the Congress would inspire the feeling of unity. The second session showed discussions about educational issues. In the third and final session held at Jalan Kramat Raya, number 106, on October 28, participants heard the Puja Indonesia National Anthem Indonesia Raya by Wage Rudo Supratman. The Congress was closed with the reading of the Youth Pledge. The next event was in 1958. The first president of Pakistan, Iskandar Mirza, was hosted by General Ayub Khan. Iskandar Mirza served as the first president of Pakistan 1956-1958. In 1958, first president of Pakistan, Iskandar Mirza, was co-opted by General Ayub Khan. He also has served as the fourth general governor of Pakistan before the position was replaced to be president. In 1958, realizing that 1956 Constitution caused political instability, Mirza announced the enactment of the emergency legislation on 7th of October and lifted Army Commander of Pakistan, Ayub Khan, as an emergency administrator. This measure hit bad quickly because Ayub Khan forced Mirza to resign in 3 weeks after emergency law was enacted and Mirza was exiled to United Kingdom. Ayub Khan elected himself as a president on 27 October 1958 after bloodless coup date. Mirza lived in exile in London until his death on 13 November 1969. The last event was in 1990. Askar Akayev was elected as first president of Kyrgyzstan. Askar Akayev, who was born 10th of November 1944 in Kizilbayrat, Kyrgyz, served as president of Kyrgyz from 27 November 1990 until 4 April 2005. But people of Kyrgyz protested him in March 2005 through Tulip Revolution. Akayev has served since Kyrgyz independence after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Akayev resigned from his position after fleeing to Russia on 24th of March 2005 when Great Revolution in Kyrgyz occurred, known as a Tulip Revolution. His resignation was officially on 4th April 2005. Kyrgyz parliamentary received his resignation on 11th April 2005. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahman.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, Daily News and Events.
This is Erri World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Focus. The theme of today's Focus is exploring opportunity of transportation among ASEAN countries. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. Well, listener, it's nice to be at you again in our program Focus, which highlights the title Exploring Opportunity for Transportation Among ASEAN Countries. Indonesian Transport Supply Chain and Logistics ITSCL in 2016, a business exhibition dedicated specifically for providers transportation products, services and logistics, has just held an exhibition in GIC Expo Kemayoran in Jakarta from October 19 to 21st, 2016. On the sideline of this event, a seminar ASEAN Trade Conference, the one that brings employers and trade companies from 8 ASEAN countries, also took place and became the first meeting of the Employer Association of Transportation Trade or ASEAN Trade Federation ATF. In this seminar, discussed the challenges of job trucking business across ASEAN countries. The seminar that was held on Indonesian Truckers and Truck Club MACS was attended by a key speaker, Vice Chairman of the Thai Transportation and Logistics Association, Sunyawit Septavokin from Thailand. Sunyawit Septavokin said the practice of transportation trade among ASEAN countries has been already underway, although not massive. Specifically, trucks among ASEAN member countries such as Indochina, Laos, Vietnam, Cambodia, and Thailand, Malaysia. He said possible cross-country track has improved along with the sign of the ASEAN Economic Community Treaty. Meanwhile, according to the speaker of the Road Transport Employer Association of Vietnam, FATA, Tu Van Hip, the challenges to improve the truck business across ASEAN countries is the lack of regulatory support of the countries that are passed by. Meanwhile, Vice Chairman of the Indonesian Employers Association Trucks, Aptrindo Kiat Maja Lukman, representing the speaker of Indonesia, said that the challenge of truck business in Indonesia is the same as in other countries in ASEAN. He said that this business is very limited and generally family run in small and medium scale. He added that the trucks passing by in Indonesia are dominated by trucks with category 2 and generally carry weight that is point to point and trade fleets are concentrated in Java and Sumatra. However, President of ASEAN Trucking Federation, Yun Ching Yung Pong, is optimistic that Indonesia still has a huge opportunity to develop the business model of freight trucks in the era of ASEAN economic community competition. He said Indonesia has the potential to become the market leader of truck in Southeast Asia, referring to the large number of people and volume of goods. According to him, Indonesia should have a special strategy to overcome some unique characteristics, such as the condition of Indonesia as an archipelagic country. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana. Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesia hopes support of all member countries of Indian Ocean Rim Association, IORA, to give agreement on Concord, IORA draft. This was delivered by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi when opening the 16th Council of Ministerial Meeting of IORA in Nusa Dua, Bali on Tuesday. Foreign Affairs Minister of Sri Lanka, Mangala Samarawera, invites Indonesian President Joko Widodo to attend international conference to take place next year. This was stated by Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi after she met her counterpart Sri Lankan Foreign Minister in Nusa Dua, Bali on Wednesday on the sidelines of Indian Ocean Rim Association IORA meeting. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi opened the 16th Council of Ministers of the Indian Ocean Rim Association IORA in Nusa Dua, Bali on Tuesday. In her speech, Minister Retno Marsudi said that the IORA Forum is a strategic media in a pod to face challenges which hit countries in the region. Indonesia, through Indonesian Defense Ministry, will hold international event, namely the 7th Indo Defense 2016 Expo and Forum. Director General of Africa Cooperation of China's Foreign Affairs Ministry, Ling Son Tian, after meeting Director General of Asia Pacific and Africa of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Desra Percaya in Nusa Dua, Bali, and wasted deliberate commitment to increase the number of Chinese tourist arrivals to Indonesia. Makassar City Administration is organizing a jet ski championship in Makassar, South Sulawesi from November 12 to 13, 2016 to promote its maritime tourism destinations in Makassar City. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you for still listening to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listeners, now here are our next programs, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, the fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to know the typical art of Madura East Java, namely pecut dance. Stay tuned. Listener, October 22 is commemorated as Hari Santri Nasional or National Students' Day, referring to the historical event where the students also helped to bring the Indonesian nation gained independence from the colonialists. This year, the National Students' Day was celebrated with various activities in various regions in Indonesia. For example, Pamekasan Regency Madura East Java held a rally and carnival of National Students' Day at Arek Lancor Monument. Interestingly, after the rally was held, the attraction was followed by Pamekasan traditional dance, namely Pecot Dance, played by the Indonesian Muslim Cultural Art Institute or LASBUMI, Branch Executive Nahdlatul Ulama Pamekasan. The Pecot Dance, also called Pecut Dance. With the presence of Pecot Dance, the students can participate to preserve the tradition, which nearly extinct. Pecot or Pecut Dance is a traditional dance from Palingaan Daja Village. The dance is called Tari Pecut or Whip Dance because the dancers use whips as the property in the dance show. The dance is performed by men and women and is usually performed before the bull races event as an entertainment and to enliven the bull races event. When dancing, the dancers wear uniform blend of different colors, yellow, green, and red. They also wear accessories and properties such as scarves, flags, and whip. Pecot dance movement is quite simple. The movement of the dance seems like a modification of pencaksilat or martial art movements. The movement is also one of the characteristics of folk dances. Most of the dance movements are repetition of motion, not too concerned to the beauty. Like other dances in general, Pecot dance is accompanied by tuk-tuk drums, a typical of traditional percussion and saronen music of Madura. Saronen music consists of saronen music instruments or Madura typical wind instruments, gongs, drums, and kenong. Listeners, while dancing, the dancers of Pecot dance show some movements such as soap flower, prayer, togul pecut, onclang, tabangan, mokol sape, and victory movements. Tabur bunga or soap flower is the movement to honor the guest. Prayer movement means if we want to do something should be started by prayer to God. Togul pecut movement is a toughness symbol of Madurese. Onclang movement means every human being need mutual help each other, as typical of social beings. Tabangan movement describes about the human readiness to face the challenges of life. While Mokol Sape movement means harmony between human, nature, and God. Then the victory movement as an expression of happiness and gratitude to God Almighty. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Pecot Dance. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, it's a great pleasure to meet you in our segment of Miscellany. Today's edition of Miscellany, we will discuss about Tour de Siak 2016. Stay tuned.
Listener, Siak is one of the districts in Riau Province, with the capital city Siak Sri Indrapura. Siak Regency is the leading tourism destination in Riau Province, with positive growth of tourist visit each year, along with the improvement of infrastructure, which is done gradually and continuously. In addition, the district also has the tourism potential wealth, especially historical tourism, as formerly once in the district has been built the Siak Kingdom. Besides the potential for historical tourism, Siak also has the potential of cultural tourism, nature, artificial, and education, which gives spirit to the government and the local community to make concrete effort to promote tourism in Siak. One of real effort to promote tourism in the region is the Tour de Siak, which take place in the district. Listener, the Tour de Siak takes place from October 17 to October 22. This event invites the cyclists pass through four stages while enjoying the natural beauty of Siak Regency. In addition, the Tour de Siak is held to boost foreign tourists, particularly Malaysia, Singapore, and several Middle Eastern countries visiting Riau. This event is expected to boost tourism arrival target of 70,000 people set by the government of Riau Province. In addition, the implementation of Tour de Siak is expected can bring positive impact on the regional development. Tour de Siak 2016 is followed by dozens of teams from domestic and abroad, including Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, Vietnam, and Taiwan. Listener, at the opening ceremony, 2,000 people played the kompang, a traditional Malay percussion instrument, to enliven the opening of the Tour de Siak and simultaneously welcome the participants. At this year's Tour de Siak, the participants compete their agility in four stages. Stage 1, Siak Simpang Dayun, along 154.15 kilometers. Stage 2, Siak Apit River of 115.45 kilometers. And at this stage, the cyclists passing through the smooth asphalt crossing the Teluk Masjid Bridge on the Siak River, which is crossed by large ships. The stage 3, Siak Prawang, along 182.12 kilometers, also provide a tremendous challenge and winding roads. However, the participants are presented with views of oil palm plantations along the road to cross the Marandan High Bridge, while stage 4 is the Siak City Race along 110 kilometers. This stage is located in the heart of Siak Regency. Listener, that was Miss Selene for today with a topic about the Tour de Singkarak 2016. See you again in other topics. Sampai jumpa. Bye for now.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miss Selene on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner. For today's edition, we are going to give you a song entitled Apa Yang Kau Cari from a popular singer in 80s era, namely Endang Estaurina.
Dingin air yang bekas
Listener, as we know, Indonesia's diplomatic relationship with a number of countries in the world has tied well. It is because the interests of each country in various fields such as economy, social, politics, and security as well as culture, such with the neighboring country Malaysia. The relationship between Indonesia and Malaysia is not only limited in the economic field but also art and culture. It was seen from the attention of Malaysian people towards Indonesian pop songs. Cassettes and CDs of Indonesian songs were sold out in Malaysian music market. Most of Indonesian artists often held the shows in the country. Endang Estaurina is one of Indonesian pop singers whose her songs mostly liked so much by Malaysian people. The era of the 80s was Endang Estaurina's heyday, not only in Indonesia but also in Malaysia, Brunei, and Singapore. Well, listener, now we'll dedicate to you another song entitled Hujan Datang Lagi by Endang Estaurina.
Hujan telah datang lagi, dingin-dingin menyiksa diri, batal dan guling sebagai saksi. Sudahlah dingin daku sendiri, ku panggil kau tak menyau, akan menjerit tak sanggup lagi, aku pun menangis lagi. Hujan membuka cerita lama, mengusap payung kita berdua, bermesraan di tengah hujan. Hujannya kini daku sendiri, rindu makin menyengat, pantau dan kuning.
The song Hujan Datang Lagi tells about the loneliness when the rain fell, and Nangestaurina dedicated the song like really experienced over. The singer then popular by supporting the talented musician Rinto Harahap. She has played a number of soap operas before leaving the entertainment world. Listener, we end our today's segment of Music Corner with another song of Nangestaurina entitled Antara Benci dan Rindu. See you and sampai jumpa.
Ingatkah kepadaku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Gelisah dan rinduku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Sampai
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.